For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM stereo.
WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Two firefighters killed after being ambushed while fighting a brush fire on a mountain in Idaho.
We did lose a Coeur d'Alene firefighter, and we did lose a firefighter from the Kootenai County Fire and Rescue.
County Sheriff Bob Norris, the lone suspect who is believed to have set the fire, was found dead after the ambush. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis, one of two no votes on President Trump's budget bill, announcing he will not be seeking re-election. ABC's Ali Pekoran says the announcement
comes after President Trump took to social media late Saturday night and just ripped into the North Carolina senator in a really very dramatic and lengthy post on social media, accusing him of betraying the party, essentially, by casting a vote against the big, beautiful bill.
The Republican budget bill set to be voted on when the Senate reconvenes this morning. Clerks spent nearly 16 hours reading out loud all 960 pages of the legislation. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. July up 49 to 1758, August up 72 to 1842, September up 54 to 1894, October up 33 to 1905. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 2¾ to 166.5. 40-pound blocks up 1 to 162, 1 trade a barrel, 9 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2.5 to 256¼, 2 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 125, no trades. Dry whey up 3/4 to 58.5, 2 trades on the day. Triple-digit gains in the cattle markets today on follow-through buying support in the cattle markets after building off of support levels set earlier in the week, and that helped to create additional market optimism through the entire cattle complex. Lean hog futures were mostly lower as the nearby gains could not hold it throughout the day, even though hog prices closed higher on the daily direct afternoon hog report. But there's still some deferred pressure in the market. June live cattle up $1.70 to $223.40. August feeder cattle up $1.27 to $304.57. July hogs down 32 cents to 112. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher after 4 days of losses. Outside markets were relatively quiet and didn't provide much influence. Long liquidation ahead of the July futures ended. That opened up a door for markets to move higher because of the charts, and they were also technically oversold. New crop corn up 6 on the day to 427. July beans up 5 to 1027 and 3 quarters. New crop up 8 and a quarter to 1024 and 3 quarters. July wheat up 3 and 3 quarters to 524 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis wheat July up 1 and a quarter to 608. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's that time of year again. Mower season just around the corner. Stop by Comroe Sales and Service and check in with the Aarons and Gravely specialists. Comroe's not only sells new and used mowers, they service most makes and sizes too. So whether you're looking for a Comroe upgrade or just a quick once-over on your current mower, call or stop into Comroe Sales and Service. They'll get you ready for the season. Comroe Sales and Service, conveniently located in Durand on Highway 85 and in Whitehall on Tower Drive. You know, when you get a mower from Comroe Sales, you're getting one bad grass mower.
Local markets from Friday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 373, July 376. October new crop 367, cash beans 948, July 953, new crop 935. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash and July corn 387.5, August 381.5, new crop 377. Pilgrims Pride Arcadia, cash corn 393, August 396, new crop 380. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 371, new crop 377. Cash beans 958, new crop 954. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 373, new crop 377. Cash beans 943, new crop at 940. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 393, July 396, August 391, new crop 388, cash beans at 980, July 987, August 982, new crop at 962. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash in July corn 364, new crop 374, cash in July beans 955, new crop 957. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 211 to 237, Holstein fed cattle 190 to 212, market cows 120 to 150, bulls 150 to 196, calves 500 to 1520, beef steers at 216 to 670, Holstein steers 100 to 410. Sheep markets, light lambs 220 and down, market lambs 210 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 240 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 240 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could catch an isolated shower or thunder shower this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 62. Tomorrow, there will be plenty of sunshine with a high right around down to 62. Tomorrow, there will be plenty of sunshine with a high right around 83. How does this sound? Faster internet and you pay less. You can do it with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. And when we started talking, I could not believe my ears. You said you were a Braves fan even through the rotten years. You quoted William Faulkner and Martin Luther King. You said your favorite movie star would always be James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilted world. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilted world. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Dominicans keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down. Took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey. Do the watermelon crawl. When the band started playing the Watermelon Queen, said, let me show you something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia around about July. If you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tracy Bird, Watermelon Crawl here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, we do have areas of fog across the region this morning. Temperatures in the 60s. Could see some more showers and storms today. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we have our newsmaker segment as well. Dairy Radio Now also coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Democrats in the Senate continue to oppose changes to the SNAP program in the Big Beautiful Bill. We'll explain coming up.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org. Yeah.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stressed about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Senate Democrats continue to battle against the One Big Beautiful Bill's cut to federal SNAP support. The bill's provisions would increase states' responsibility for SNAP costs, modify work requirements for recipients, and could lead to substantial benefit cuts for millions of Americans. Senate Agriculture Committee ranking member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota says Americans would feel the pinch at the grocery store.
This deeply unpopular bill is expected to gut SNAP benefits, endangering our most vulnerable and resulting in detrimental effects to our economy. Now, extreme Republicans in Congress have proposed the deepest cuts to SNAP in history, slashing the program by roughly $200 billion, or 20%. While the Senate parliamentarian has said this aspect of this proposed rule would violate the Byrd rule, that has not deterred Republican leadership from continuing to search for workarounds and apparently have found one.
She says more than half of the American public doesn't like what's in the bill.
We're here for one simple reason, and that is that this bill will raise grocery costs for so many families, take food away from millions of families, fund tax breaks for the wealthy, all for that purpose. This week, Republicans are trying to rush through the bill before their self-imposed deadline. And one of the things we have learned that while about 40% of Americans don't know everything that's in the bill, everything they learn, they don't like the bill.
Governor Laura Kelly of Kansas said she strongly objects to what's in the bill.
According to the latest Fox News poll, 60% are opposed to this bill, and 2-1, Americans think it will hurt their families. So there is no avoiding the facts, and they have figured it out. The Congressional Budget Office has confirmed that this big, beautiful betrayal of a bill would take food assistance away from 4 million Americans, including 1 million seniors, 800,000 parents with school-aged children, and 1.4 million people who live where it's hard to find a job.
The Senate parliamentarian had ruled that the initial changes in the bill to the SNAP program did not follow Senate rules. The GOP is making changes so it can be included in the bill. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-885-9700. 800-885-9700. That's 800-885-9700.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could catch an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 62. Tomorrow, there will be plenty of sunshine, with a high right around 83. How does this sound? Faster internet and you pay less. You can do it with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A long, long way. I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky. Just my thoughts about you bring back my peace of mind. Gypsy lady, you're a miracle work for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray. She treats me so right, lady. Take me away. Mama B.
WRDN.
Keeping me up, I can't help it. It just was what it was. It hurt like hell when you told. This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. While the USDA's quarterly grain stocks and acreage reports might drive headlines today, livestock traders have been digging into the details of last week's quarterly hogs and pigs report. The hog herd is growing, and I'll have more details when we return. Joining me now to talk about agronomy for your acres with our friends from Nutrien Ag Solutions is Jeremy Leniger. He's a sales manager with Nutrien there in Vandalia, Illinois. And Jeremy, rain was a challenge, I know, in your neck of the woods early on. How have things developed as the growing seasons move forward?
The week right before Easter, we had a week to run, and we were able to get a lot accomplished, but it was a short time span, and it was fairly early.
What's the next important pass for the growers in your neck of the woods?
So the majority of the corn right now in our area is between that V4, V5 stage, but we're getting ready to make that second pass of herbicide application. And whenever we're making that herbicide application, one of the things that I want my growers to know is that I would rather them be proactive instead of reactive. With these wetter conditions that we've received, that can be a breeding ground for disease. So I highly recommend a fungicide application at this pass.
Jeremy Leniger, sales manager with Nutrien Ag Solutions, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thanks for having me.
Folks, you can learn more by visiting NutrienAgSolutions.com. Yes, according to the USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report released last Thursday, the U.S. hog herd reached 75.1 million head as of June 1st. It's a slight increase from last year and about 1% higher than just 3 months ago. Breaking down the numbers, market hogs made up 69.2 million head, which was nearly 0.5% higher than June of last year, while the breeding inventory declined slightly, with the number of sows now sitting just under 6 million head, and that's down about 0.5% from this time last year. The USDA did point out some big gains in certain weight classes, particularly for hogs weighing between 120 and 179 pounds. At 15.26 million head, this category rose nearly 0.5% from last year, which was higher than industry's expectations. Lee Schulz, the chief economist with Ever.ag, noted this specific group caught the market off guard, saying, quote, "This was a little surprising, especially considering these hogs will hit slaughter mid-July through August. It was above pre-report expectations by about 1.6%, suggesting the potential for slightly higher pork availability than initially forecast." Another significant point in the report, record productivity. From March through May, producers weaned just over 34.1 million pigs. That's up 1.3% from the same period a year ago. The number of pigs saved per litter also hit a record high, currently averaging 11.75 piglets, which marks the fourth consecutive quarterly record for the productivity of each sow's litter. The report also gave some insights into future production plans. Hog producers say they intend to farrow just under 3 million sows in the June through August time period, which would be a little bit below the same period last year. However, they also plan a modest increase in farrowings over the fall, which could be a signal for cautious optimism about pork demand later this year and early into 2026. I'll have more details when we return.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Thursday's Hogs and Pigs report also included a state-by-state breakdown of the herd size, and Iowa remains the leader in hog production, holding steady at nearly 25 million head. Minnesota is second at 9.3 million, followed by North Carolina with 7.8 million hogs. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by Debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Baby, why don't you go put your best dress on? And those high heel shoes you love to lose as soon. Tunes come on second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
So I'll cut a rug.
The whole wide world has gone crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance?
Floating on air,
baby,
baby.
Why don't we just dance?
the country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is providing approximately $12 million for states and tribal governments, research institutions, and universities to control and prevent chronic wasting disease in wild and farmed deer and elk. Funding to states for farmed activities will be based on the state's CWD status and the number of herds participating in the CWD herd certification program. Concerns about the Make America Healthy Again report led 250-plus agriculture groups to ask the Trump administration to correct the direction of its MAHA goals in a letter dated June 13th. The letter was addressed to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, and EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. Groups signing the letter included American Farm Bureau Federation, American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, and the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. In the letter, the groups criticized the MAHA Commission's lack of transparency in creating the report, adding it also did not allow any opportunity for public engagement. In an article published by Notice, a digital news outlet, reporters noted that MAHA reports contained a number of citation errors and false claims that could have been avoided with better industry input ahead of the commission's report release. A MAHA follow-up report is due for release by August 12th.
Cochia, a highly competitive weed, well adapted to the Great Plains and western regions of the U.S. and Canada, has now made its way to Missouri. Wayne Flannery, University of Missouri Extension Field Specialist in Agronomy, discovered large scattered cochia plants in soybean fields in Atchison County, Missouri, which borders Iowa to the north and Nebraska to the west. He notes that flooding along the Missouri River and its tributaries likely carried the weed into agricultural fields. Though the weed species is not new to Missouri, this may be the first report of a cochia showing up in cropland in the state. The weed grows rapidly and aggressively, outcompetes crops for water, nutrients, and sunlight. It's also drought tolerant, producing up to 30,000 seeds per plant. These seeds have the potential to germinate quickly, within 2 to 3 hours, under the right conditions. Just ahead of USDA's new estimates, the Cluis Commodity Advisors revealed American farmers planted over 1 million more corn acres for the 25-26 crop year than USDA previously forecast. Soybean and wheat acres were pegged lower. According to the survey results, the acreage for corn and beans combined is 179.3 million acres versus 178.8 million in USDA's March 2025 prospective planting reports. U.S. ranchers are expanding their herds from a seven-decade low, paving the way for a long-awaited recovery in beef supplies, according to the head of JBS. The economic incentives are there. The weather is helping, he said. That's much-needed news for both meat packers and consumers. As a fear shortage in the world's largest producer has sent cattle costs surging, wiping out billions in profits for companies such as JBS, Cargill, and Tyson, while driving record beef prices at the grocery store. The move is backed up by a recent reduction in the number of female cows being sent to processing, which indicates more of them are being held for procreation. Still, it will take years for cattle supplies to recover, with no meaningful increase expected before 2027. Trade negotiations between the U.S. and India have reached a major impasse, casting doubt on prospects for a bilateral agreement ahead of President Trump's July 9th deadline. Reuters is reporting that Indian officials say that both sides remain divided over import duties on auto components, steel, and agricultural products. India is pressing for a rollback of the proposed 26% U.S. reciprocal tariff and seeking relief from existing U.S. duties on Indian steel and auto parts. U.S. negotiators have rejected the requests and are demanding deeper tariff cuts by India on U.S. farm goods, including soybean and corn, as well as on automobiles and alcoholic beverages, and are seeking eased non-tariff barriers. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could catch an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 62. Tomorrow, there will be plenty of sunshine with a high right around 83. How does this sound? Faster internet and you pay less. You can do it with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She turned up her nose as she walked by my cattle. From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you
yeah, she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. When we pulled out of your yard, I'm all A-tie. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink furred eyes. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and some girls do. Some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
Suitcase you've been packing. Just sit down and talk to me while. I know you tried to tell me what was lacking, but I guess I must have missed it by my. Well, this time, girl, I swear to you I'll listen. Help me understand where I went wrong. It's hard to find myself in this position. Scared that I'll go crazy once you're gone. Help me hold on to what we had. Once our love was strong, it can be again. Said it takes two to make love last. You were right all along, so help me hold on. What have I got to do to make it better? What have I got to do to make you see that even though I promised you forever, I never knew how hard that would be. I realize I took your love for granted, but I've learned that love worth having don't come free. I'll pay any price it takes to keep you satisfied and staying here with me.
help me hold on.
Dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Heaven's just a sail away, oh, just a sail.